What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, you know, Covino showing that Aaron Rodgers not the only one that loved the Jersey Shore back in the day.
No. We were big fans. That song actually made it onto the show, The Dirty Jersey Poets. That was us.
Yeah.
And a lot of people hitting me up. Danny G, all the phone calls, they're all about how did they get that song. It's on YouTube, actually.
I don't think any of the phone calls are about that.
Mark, Ralph, Hank, yes. Gregors, Ron, all you guys on the phones. It's all on YouTube. Okay. Search, we don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
Look at that.
Oh, Monsi hit us up, too. You know the anchor, Monsi, loves it. So I'm going to get her a signed autograph copy. Yeah, so anyway,
Actually, thank you guys. To quote Monsi, I don't know if I'm super embarrassed or impressed for you.
Maybe both. Maybe
could
both.
Be both. Why not both, right?
But Aaron Rodgers is a big fan of the Jersey Shore, and we like him more for it.
Yeah, I think that was the most fun story of the day. Now,
I didn't hear Scotch Plains in that roll call.
Yeah, no. Spot, you are the biggest guy from Scotch Plains.
Not true.
You should argue that. You know, before we get to John Morant and John C. Reilly and some midweek major, we're just talking about the Colin Cowherd theory that LeBron could go to the Golden State Warriors.
Sorry. What did and I'm a big Colin fan, but this is like what Red said in Shawshank Redemption. Didn't Red say it? Pipe dreams.
Andy, these are just a bunch of pipe dreams. Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
this is unrealistic.
Oh, and then he said, "How often do you look at a man's shoes?
How often do you look at a man? How often do you look at a man's shoes?"
If he has a nice pair of Jordans, I'll take a glance.
My guy Vito that does the production here, I'm always looking at his shoes.
Well, as much as I love and respect Colin, think he's the best, I can't see LeBron James going to the Golden State Warriors. Almost simply because his son's at USC, and Covino made the point that I think it's as simple as LeBron doesn't go somewhere for someone else at this stage. People come to LeBron.
He's LeBron.
So
whether
that's Draymond or Trae Young or someone, they'll figure a way to get someone to LeBron if he decides to keep
playing. There's ego involved, and there's also he's LeBron James. He's a franchise guy. He's not Kevin Durant. I'm not saying Kevin Durant's not a franchise guy, but I don't know. He got away with that when he did it, and he became his own guy, and they won with him, and he was a big part of that team. Like, he sort of paved his own way and made his own lane there. LeBron James is a different level, different caliber guy.
Can't do it.
And Danny G said it best. That's like in 2001, Michael Jordan saying, I'm not going to the Wizards to do my own thing, to be my own guy. I'm going to go join the Lakers or the Spurs.
I mean, if
give me a break. There's no way that would have happened.
Kobe and Shaq, if MJ would have joined that team and won additional championships as sort of like, you know, just another star on the Lakers.
You would have said, oh, Jordan was the GOAT, but hey, he couldn't win without Pippen. He couldn't win without Kobe and Shaq.
I don't know. I wonder. You know, it's
Dude,
really.
It would be ultimate criticism for LeBron James.
I just wonder if that would MJ have gotten that same criticism? If Michael Jordan would have reentered the league in 01, which he did, went to the Wizards, put up 20 something a game, you know, just a shell of what he was, but it was still fun to watch MJ. If Jordan at late 30s decided to go to Los Angeles and team up with a young Kobe and a dominant Shaquille O'Neal, would we have said, yeah, that's cheap? Or would we have
said,
oh, cool.
Jordan was the guy. He didn't join another team to be second fiddle to anybody. And LeBron is that same type of guy. He's not going to join someone else's team. He is the team.
And as it turned out, Kobe and Shaq couldn't even learn how to get along together with their stardom. So can you imagine a guy like MJ being thrown into that mix?
Danny, as a Lakers fan, did that run its course? Or do you think if they would have got along, they could have won a couple more?
They could have won more, but they just, you know, got in each other's ways. They tripped over their own shoelaces.
Write that one down. That's another good one.
They tripped over it. Danny G with the phrases today.
Colin Cowherd said, I'll quote what he said, Rich, so we don't put words in his mouth.
Covino and Rich is the best young duo on radio.
He says, Covino and Rich, the best young duo on radio.
He did say that one.
This is the AI version of Colin.
He said it years ago. We were younger back then. Yeah. And he says, Lakers should trade LeBron James to the Warriors for Andrew Wiggins, Jordan Poole, and Jonathan Kuminga. I want you to take a deep breath. This is not tinfoil hat stuff. You'll say it's crazy, and then in about 3 minutes, you'll say, ah, it's not that crazy. Well, no, I still think it's crazy. It's fun to speculate. We're obviously talking about it.
Yeah. But. Now, speaking of tinfoil hat stuff, let me change gears for a second. Have you guys seen the UFO footage out of California?
Oh, yeah. But it was from 2 years ago, but it was released recently.
It was released,
yeah.
And there's a professor, I believe at Stanford, that said, get this, Ramos, 100% certain there are aliens living among us.
I think I'm wearing this Yankees alien space hat right now. I really am. Remember I talked about getting it?
You know why? Because Covino wants him to know I'm friendly.
I'm a friendly human.
Do you think in our life, I ask it quick and we'll move on to John Morant, but do you think in our lifetime, God willing, Ramos, you live another 50 years, guys. We live to like 90, 100 years old. Do you think in our lifetime there'll be some type of confirmation of aliens or UFOs? Like the government's like, all right, guys, this isn't speculation.
My question is, why don't they want to, like, are they just observing and just like, we don't want to, like, talk to them right now?
Assuming they want to talk. We're assuming,
right,
like, they communicate.
Why do all the people that from another world, why do they always just kind of overlook the country and then, like,
the way we communicate? Who knows?
Yeah, but wouldn't they land and, like, do the Vulcan thing and be like, live long and prosper?
No. Heard you're one of the greatest DJs, Ramos.
We will bring you back to play parties on our planet.
DJ Ramos, come with us. Join us.
That's what you think is going to happen, Ramos? Like, that's what you imagine? Little green dudes that say, Suzanne, we're sorry, we're taking him.
You know, Rich actually brought up a good point. If more and more of this video surfaces, and we feel like we see it all the time more than ever now.
I mean, everyone's got a smartphone.
Maybe it'll be the Vegas aliens instead of the Athletics.
Oh.
Covino sounded like Alien Dice Clay.
Oh,
a little bit right there.
Yeah. Hickory dickory dock.
Whoa. Old Mother Hubbard.
Little Boy Blue.
We also assume that they have two arms and two legs and also similar structures now that you guys mentioned it, look at it. Five windows that they placed, probably covered with glass, because that's probably what's on another.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would think, like, a UFO would be so unrecognizable. Like, that's
I'm with you. We're assuming it looks like a flying car. Let me take a look at that Ford and put one in the air with windows.
I don't believe there's beings or aliens in these crafts. I think they control them.
Oh, you've been having.
Why do we assume that there's like a family of aliens inside?
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? The Grand Canyon or New York City?
Why do you think they're like traveling? Like, let's go over the ocean. Why can't they just be flying something and getting footage?
If we're gonna go to Earth, we're gonna need lights.
We assume because we're like, oh, they probably crashed and they retrieved these bodies, or we seen ET and there's aliens inside.
Headlights, much like their vehicles.
I was talking to our boy Mercer, and we both agreed, Rich, that I don't think there's like aliens inside these crafts that we're seeing.
Maybe they're just, and anytime it's near military base, I just assume it's some cool technology that they're testing. They were like, oh, there's five lights that are moving fast. You mean like, I don't know, our number one advanced military on planet Earth? Maybe that, like, perhaps they got a couple things up their sleeve?
To tie it all together, I think finding out and getting actual proof in our lifetime is more likely than LeBron James going to the Golden State Warriors.
See, you tie it all together.
I do.
More likely for UFOs and aliens.
Yes.
Somebody tweet that out from the FSR account.
That's not, you know, I'm not.
Take that, Cowherd.
No. That's not even my point. I really believe that. I just don't see LeBron as that guy. I don't.
What about the concept that aliens are us in the future, time traveling back to like check on us or something like that? You ever hear that theory? Like aliens are always like, what are they, very gray and hairless and like, whoa.
Silver
like
that, suits.
What if that's what we, you know, turn into one day and it's just the future checking back?
Why? I don't know. Why would they want to do that, though?
Maybe it's your great grandson, John Miles Ramos the 20th, just checking back.
Oh, I hear he was on the radio. Let's go back.
But some of that footage is really, really intriguing.
That's why the very first Men in Black movie is so good, because they agree with us, the angle they took on making that movie.
I do love some good Men in Black, man. That's a good movie, man, back in the day. Now, besides aliens and UFOs, besides Aaron Rodgers loving the Jersey Shore, on a more serious note, Ja Morant went on social media, and in an attempt to not make light of it, we do know when friends or family members are reaching out for either help or attention, and it's usually in the form of, like, you know, things are going through some tough times, and like some cryptic message.
That's exactly what he did.
And, you know, you see it a lot of times. You reach out to a family member like, yo, you okay? Like, I'm just checking up on you. And I'm glad that they did a wellness check on
I think that's the reminder.
Ja.
Anytime you see a friend write something a little out of the norm, off color, against the grain, it's not their character. He posted an Instagram story to his mom, his dad, and his daughter. Yeah. Love you, mom. Love you, pops.
A picture of him and his mom in the background. Love you, ma. Picture of him hugging his pops that says, love you, pops. Him and his daughter. You the greatest, baby girl. Love you. And then him walking away saying bye. And I'm hoping it was a cryptic, I'm leaving social media because everyone's getting on me.
Well, that's what it turns out to be. But he had everyone else alarmed this morning. Like, whoa, clearly something's not right. You know, he's going through something. And as we said for years, Rich, mental health is wealth. So you think of the criticism he's been getting, all the gun stories and everything else, maybe something's not okay and social media is not helping. So it turns out he was saying goodbye to social media because they did that wellness check. But the reminder here is for you to be that wellness check. Anytime you see your friends, and you probably see it a lot, saying some weird cryptic stuff, you're like, what does that even mean? You know what that means? They should probably hit them up. Just to make sure they're okay.
Yeah, if your friend or family member puts something on Facebook and you're like, what does that mean?
What if your friend puts something on Facebook, what does it even mean anymore?
Yeah, that's when you hit up that friend.
You're
and
right?
You're like, yo, my dude, you okay? Hey, let's grab a drink. Let's talk. You need to get something off your chest. Like,
and that's what they did with Ja Morant.
You need to be a good friend, a good family member, and as you said, to echo Covino on a serious note, mental health's a big deal, and when you see a friend, a family member, and it happened to Ja today, seeking help or attention, both are ways of someone saying, I need someone to step up for me. So luckily he's all good. But stepping away from social media is not a bad idea for an athlete who's under the scrutiny and spotlight.
That was LeBron's advice to his team during the playoffs, just to avoid scrutiny. And it doesn't help, put it that way. For me, social media could be an anxiety inducer.
I'll be honest. Covino talked about Lomachenko getting robbed in the fight last weekend. That video went pretty viral for FSR. Hundreds of thousands of views. the comments are awful to Covino.
I'll tell you what. I ignored him. So
I mean, if you don't have a thick skin, I mean, we know this all the time. Like Covino and I would do a lot of interviews with UFC fighters when we worked at ESPN. And that UFC or the boxing crowd, yo, they are brutal on social media. And it goes for basketball and baseball and football. So if you're opening yourself up to comments, people are not kind. You need to have a thick skin, and I could see why people do want to step away from time
Covino,
to time.
Covino, they disagreed with your take on that particular fight?
There's a lot of people that actually agreed. Okay. More people have probably agreed.
Okay.
It's just there's always a loud vocal minority.
But the people that disagree with them.
But it's people fighting amongst themselves, actually. Yeah.
But the people that disagree with them will have to also throw in some like racial stuff here.
Oh, yeah. Everything turns into race baiting and
fighting
insults
and your mama and your kids and your family. Yeah, so, hey, John Morant, hope you're well, buddy. All right, now listen, coming up here on Fox Sports Radio, something I look forward to every week. Spot, are you ready with the hottest stories in the world of sports and entertainment?
I think so.
You better be, because
unless
coming
you found
up next,
someone else from Scotch Plains to do it.
You know what? You said there's not an astronaut. Who's an author? Is there a famous author?
Judy Blume.
Judy Blume. Yeah. Can we get Judy Blume on the case?
She's got a new documentary out on Amazon Prime.
Get her here. Well, we're going to go over midweek major. Spots compiled some of the fun stories in sports, entertainment, and life. We'll get to that next. Right here, Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich. And Butcher Box. Can we talk about Butcher Box?
It's a hot butcher summer. We've been saying it forever. Are you ready for the hot butcher summer? You got Memorial Day this weekend. You got Father's Day on June 18th, I believe it is. So you got to go to ButcherBox.com right now. Most people wait last minute for a nice gift. Go there now with code CRSHOW.
Yeah.
You will not be disappointed.
Our buddy Sean just hit us up with a picture. He goes, I ordered the Butcher Box because you guys said it was great. And he just showed us, he just texted us a picture of the Butcher Box on his doorstep. And he opened it up, some meat, some steak, some chicken.
Oh,
so,
and can we talk about the packaging real quick? I mean, not only the greatness that's inside, but how nicely packaged everything is. Vacuum sealed. It comes in that cooler. Everything's nice and cold and crisp. It's awesome, dude.
Yeah. Look on the box. Look, it says better meat for a better you. Isn't that sweet?
I feel like better meat.
So listen, Butcher Box is giving you a deal if you're a Covino and Rich listener and friend. Code CRSHOW at ButcherBox.com. You're going to get ground beef for a year for free, plus $20 off your first order. That's 2 pounds of ground beef. That's some burgers. That's some meatballs. You get free food in every box with your first order. Just sign up right now. Give it a shot. Why not? What do you have to lose?
High-quality meats and seafood and the best barbecues and grilling season of your life.
CNR. Put that code in. ButcherBox.com/CRSHOW.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Rest in peace, Tina Turner, 83 years old.
I was unaware my mom was such a fan. She hit me up. She's like, Richie, what a shame. I love her. I'm like, really? I guess, you know, our parents' generation loved Tina Turner.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom, too.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you saw some documentary that was really good?
Great documentary. I want to say it was HBO. Definitely Google Tina Turner documentary. It came out just a couple of years ago. And I'll never forget the video for this song. Do you guys remember it? She's walking the street along that fence.
Of course.
My grandmother, I was a little kid, but this stands out to me to this day because my grandma's watching this and Tina Turner has the spiked hair.
Yeah.
And my grandmother was like, this country is going to hell in a handbasket.
My mom says that every day.
Yeah, every day. A handbasket.
Every day.
Even though I was a little kid, I remember thinking, what's wrong with this lady who's singing? Like, what's so bad about her?
You were like, she's got wonderful legs.
Yeah.
And I like her leather jacket because she was a badass. And yeah, this song is definitely an 80s MTV classic. What's Love Got to Do With It? Kavino and Rich, rest in peace, Tina Turner. It's Fox Sports Radio.
We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and unmatched selection. You got to check it out. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
GCR.
Jim, Covino, and Rich.
Sounded like Pauly D was reading.
GCR.
GCR. All right.
Unmatched selection.
You know, something we do every week on a Wednesday.
Covino and Rich gets you over the middle of the week with Midweek Major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas and... It's like the kids say.
That's so mid. We definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek major.
Yeah. Oh, it's not fast enough. I wanted to do we don't pump our gas, we pump our fists. It's too slow.
GCR, well, baby.
It's there on YouTube.
We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
There you go.
It is a middle of the week here. We're going to see which host gets to go first. That's like home field advantage during midweek major.
All right, let me roll the dice here live from the TireRack.com studio.
I brought the love dice into the main studio.
TireRack.com studios.
GCR.
GCR.
Oh, I got a six.
That's not bad. Right.
Yeah.
There's hope.
Let's see.
Hard six or soft six?
Definitely not a soft six.
Let's go.
Hold on. Covino rolling now.
What do I got? What do we got?
Four.
Rich gets to go first again, and now.
But a soft four.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most famous person besides Judy Blume from Scotch Plains, New Jersey, Spotty Boy.
Hey, there he is.
Yeah.
On the Scotch Plains Wikipedia page, there are so many notable alumni.
Nah,
honestly,
I
am not one of them.
I'm calling you number two, bro. It's Judy Blume, Spotty, Christian Sorge.
Somebody actually, I think currently in the NBA, was from Scotch Plains as well. Rich, since you're going first, I'll gear it towards you. I'll start with my weakest story. Polar Bear Pete.
Oh, yeah.
I know you love him.
He's thrusting all throughout Queens.
Before the thrust, though, as you recall, his recent F-bomb went viral.
Yeah.
His Let's F and Go clip that he said, I believe on national TV?
Yeah, on SNY.
On
yeah.
SNY. Well, apparently that didn't sit well with Mets manager Buck Showalter. In a recent interview with Michael Kay, Kay asked about the F-bomb, and Showalter said, of course that he was bothered by it. He said, you know, there are things that are meant for the dugout, and there are things that you say in public. And apparently he spoke with Polar Bear Pete. He said he was, you know, addressed the situation.
Oh, no.
Polar Bear Pete received the criticism very well and thinks that he won't do it again. Is this midweek or major?
Weak. It's definitely major in how weak it is. And I'll tell you why. Because Polar Bear Pete Alonso, he's sort of a goober that's one of the greatest players in baseball right now. 18 dongs, home runs.
Thank you.
It seems like
sounds like my weekend.
He sounds like he is lighting it up. And I don't know, man. It's a rally cry. My son, who is 3, has an LF. What is it? LFGM shirt. My son's got a shirt. They sell it. Seven Line Army, Barstool, Mets. They all sell these shirts. It's a rally cry. Let's effing go, Mets. Pete Alonso is the face of the team. Buck Showalter, as much as I think he's great, you can't be cramping that vibe. Don't be the vibe killer.
Everything about it's weak.
Weak.
Because the team needs a rally cry. Every great team, competitive team, needs that slogan, that rally cry to fire the fans up, to fire the team up. And I think it's weak that Buck Showalter tried to put a stop to it. Look, Big Poppy did it, right? He got away with it. But Big Poppy also leaned into the F-bomb. We said it last week when he actually did it. Polar Bear Pete didn't own it. He didn't commit to it.
Yeah.
He said it haphazardly, half-heartedly, and he's like, let's effing go. So, to me, everything about it was weak. He could have had a strong moment had he leaned into it with some oomph. I don't think Buck Showalter would have been as angry because the crowd would have went nuts.
Buzzkill Buck.
Buzzkill.
All right. In the spirit of equal time, over to the Yankees. this is a double doozy. It's going to be a two-pronged story.
Okay.
Because I feel like the first part of the story and the second part of the story are weak. Put together, it might form an actual story. So the Yankees, I don't know if you saw this, a squirrel got loose at Yankee Stadium. Those Yankees fans are so nuts.
People were monitoring the adventures of this squirrel on social media.
Not only was it running loose in the outfield, it actually got up onto the ledge in the stands and was running in front of a bunch of fans who were reeling in shock when it was going by them. It didn't attack any fans.
It's a squirrel.
Finally got rid of it. That's part one. They did go on to win the game. But after the game, there was actually a brawl outside the stadium. I don't think it had anything to do with the squirrel, but this video went viral of two Yankees fans, go figure, fighting each other outside a Bronx bar across from the stadium, ripping jerseys off. Finally, they had to be pulled apart. Great day for the Yankees. Midweek or major?
I think
was it a fight over like keep your eyes off my squirrel?
Probably.
Yeah, I think the squirrel part of the story.
You're nuts. No, you're nuts.
No, you're nuts. Keep your eyes off my squirrel. I love the squirrel part of the story. When there's little silly things like an animal running across the field and the grounds crew is like having a hard time wrangling a little ferret or something.
Oh, that sounds like a baseball funny side.
I think it's fun. I think that's cool. That's, you know, but it's sort of mid. I think fans fighting with fans of the same team, that's the weakest. When I see like Dodger fans, like two vatos locos like going a fist outside Dodger Stadium, I'm like,
vatos?
You get into a Dodgers game? I feel like that's racist. I feel like that's the weakest thing ever. You see it online all the time, and you're like, why are these guys fighting? You're rooting for the same team. Put down the booze. You know, stop drinking so much of the game. Don't fight with your own fans.
This is a three-pronged story, Spy. I'll tell you why.
Oh, there's
the
more.
Squirrel thing, I think, is pretty mid. I like the squirrel clip because everybody's reaction is like, whoa, because it's crawling across the outfield
the ledge,
wall.
Yeah.
The only thing cooler would be if it was on water skis.
Yeah, but
I love a squirrel on water skis.
That squirrel could
water
ski.
If you see this clip in slow motion, which is how it's gone viral, like everyone's reaction to the squirrel is hilarious. So I kind of like that story. The fight at the end of the game, super weak.
Yeah.
You know, you're taking your family to the game. The team won, and you're fighting. What a bunch of losers. And I'm a Yankees fan.
Yeah.
And then, else I found weak? Like the amount of celebration for Volpe's walk-off yesterday, because it was a walk-off win,
but
sacrifice fly.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it wasn't.
There was no like sunflower seeds and water being fed. None of that, or no?
No, they did all that, but it was a sacrifice fly. Like, there's nothing really that great about that.
Yeah,
they got the job done, but it's not exciting.
It's not exciting, so that was kind of weak. Well, what's the next one?
Well, okay, so the Seahawks have finally bid farewell to the Russell Wilson era by assigning his number to newly signed cornerback Artie Burns.
Whoa.
They updated their roster, and this will be the first time that the number 3 will be in use since Wilson was traded to the Broncos in March 2022. There's a chance, there's speculation it might just be a placeholder, but there are only 2 other numbers available that aren't in use or retired from 0 to 49, which is what the defensive backs use. Burns previously wore 21 when he played last season, but they've already reassigned that to Devin Witherspoon. So he might have Wilson's number, midweek or major.
I think it's weak because as much as Russell Wilson has been disappointing in the last season and a half or so, I mean, what is Seattle? He brought Seattle their first ever Super Bowl, took him to a second one. I'm not saying his number should be in the rafters, but I feel like you put that bad boy on hold at least. Like there are guys whose numbers aren't retired, but it's sort of in bad taste to so quickly give away Russell Wilson's number.
I agree with that. I think it's a weak move. Not necessarily a weak story. So it's a mid-story, but it's a weak move. Because be your own dude. I think all the fans associate that with Russell Wilson, so why would you even want it at this point?
Yeah.
You can just, like, tape over the name and write,
Like, what did Kobe do? What did KG say Kobe did? He went 24 to be one step above Michael Jordan.
Yo, Danny G, let me ask you. You're a AFC West guy. You see Russ on the Broncos now. A little disrespectful for the Seahawks to give his number right now?
Well, this has been going on with the Raiders, too, because they gave that new Aiden kid number 4. And people are like, oh, my God, Derek Carr barely left, and they're already giving that number out. Here's the difference, though. Carr didn't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And in Seattle, obviously, you got a legacy quarterback there. That, to me, is disrespectful.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Even though Kaepernick's been long gone, when I see, like, defensive backs on the Niners wearing number 7, I'm like, I don't know. There's certain guys, like, put it on hold for a minute.
Hulk Hogan, Rich, I know you're a hero.
What you gonna do, brother?
He's hopping on the Tyson train. Did you know Tyson had a train? The wrestling legend is launching his own brand of THC, CBD, and mushroom edibles. He's actually teamed up with the people behind Tyson 2.0, Ric Flair drip.
Yeah.
And he said that after 28 wrestling-related surgeries, he's credited the use of THC and CBD to feeling the best he's felt in 45 years. He says it helps ease the pain. He's not relying on prescription medication.
Didn't he used to say, say your prayers and eat your vitamins? Is
no,
he changing
the new slogan? No, the new slogan is train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, and eat your edibles. That's the new Hulkamania. Those are the demands.
Can you give me the impression, please?
Listen, Hulksters, all you gotta do is train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, have your edibles, and get crazy.
Can I get a week on that, Ramos? Thanks.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I think it's great for the Hulkster. We have to remember that not everyone is smoking weed just to get high like back in the day when, like, a couple stoner kids in high school. Like, for athletes, especially retired athletes that are using CBDs and THCs to feel ease in their pain of all the hard work their body's been through, I'm on board. You know, Hulkamania running wild, and hey, good for him. You know, Tyson, I know they're pals. He said Mike Tyson was one of the reasons he got involved in all this, like you said. So
definitely
pretty cool.
Major.
I think it's major.
Definitely
Hulkamania,
major.
Good luck, buddy.
I think it's major because of
definitely
what you said,
major.
The benefits for guys like him, right? But I also think it's major because Hulk Hogan had an opportunity to be the endorser for the Foreman's Grill, George Foreman Grill.
Oh, yeah.
And he missed the phone call.
And he missed the phone call. George Foreman made all these millions. So, you know, maybe he gets a second chance at being part of something big with this.
The tape was full on his voicemail.
No, it's a true story.
This answering machine.
I'm trying to think, well, like Tyson's got the Holyfield ears that are the edible. What is Hogan gonna have? Like little weights, like little bandanas.
Little bandanas.
The big legs.
No, big mustaches.
Okay.
Maybe it's an assortment. It's an assortment of boas, mustaches, and big legs. I like it.
That's great. All right.
You got one more spot.
Yeah, and finally. After the Heat fell to the Celtics last night, 116-99 in game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Jimmy Butler doesn't seem worried about any momentum shift from this one game. During the post-game press conference, he said he and his teammates would shake it off before hitting the road. And I quote, "Stay consistent. Do the same thing that we do after every game. We're going to listen to some music. We're going to drink some beers back there. I'm going to drink some wine. I don't think that you can just focus on basketball all the time, you have to be able to get away from the game for a bit. So they're just going to go back, do what they usually do, unwind, not let it bother them, on to Boston.
I love it major because it just shows that Jimmy Butler.
You love it because he quoted Taylor Swift.
Definitely major.
Shake It Off?
Yeah, that's why you love it.
Shake It Off.
Rich is happy that he's a fellow Swiftie.
And then he went on to say, haters going to hate, players going to play.
To quote Taylor again. I think it's major just to show Jimmy Butler. He's a big game player. Major. He has composure. He's in it to win it. Again, we said it's possible that the Celtics are the first 3-0 team. But, hey, Jimmy Butler's not going to let that happen.
I think major because leaders got to lead.
Major.
And it's like when you were a kid, right? I'll give you an example. If I was scared because I was home alone with my mom, my dad was not working, and I noticed that my mom was scared, I'd be more scared. So right. Like, hey, how could I be scared as a little kid and you're scared? I feel like no one was protecting me. You can't be scared. You're my mom. He's the leader of the team. He's showing the rest of the team, yo, I'm calm, cool, collected.
Yeah.
I'm shaking it off.
Pour me a glass of wine.
We're good. Yeah, so that puts the rest of the team, who might be a little anxious about this, at ease because their leader is leading by example.
I like that he's a wine guy.
Yeah,
that's
cool. A little glass of Merlot and some tunes.
That's what you want. I like
throw on some Miguel or something, slow stuff. Yeah, some chill.
He did the opposite. What's he going to do, panic? He did the opposite. That's awesome.
Cool.
What is he going to say? My pants are on fire. Oh. All right, well, hey, Covino and Rich, we are live from the TireRack.com studio. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive making bundling easy and affordable. Get that multi-policy discount. Combine everything you got, your motorcycle,
you
car.
You said bundling like Joe Namath.
Bundling.
I don't care about bundling.
I like to bundle my insurance. Bundling. I do my homeowners and my car insurance with Progressive. No. I do.
RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
How about you, damn buyer? What's up, man?
Day baseball, including the Texas Rangers, who got off to quite the start in Pittsburgh today.
The next pitch is hit high and deep down the left field line. Reynolds peeling back, looking up. It's gone. Second pitch of the ball game. Simeon deposits it into the left field seats to give Texas a 1-0 lead.
Number 8 on the season for Simeon, and that was on the Louisiana Hot Sauce Rangers Radio Network. 3-2 Texas, a winner against the Pirates.
Hey, Dan, was Jacob deGrom not full of, was he not BSing everyone? He said he wanted to go to the Rangers because he felt they had some winning tradition about to happen. Because they are 31-18.
Yes.
I mean,
he hasn't pitched in a month.
And he's sort of been, you know, on the IL. So maybe deGrom was sold some legit info. Like, yo, the Rangers are heading in the right direction. Because I just thought that was like lip service. Like,
the record proves it. Yeah. And they got some help today from the Brewers. Beat the Astros 4-0. Second straight day that Houston was a shutout. In 10 innings, the Phillies beat the Diamondbacks 6-5. Phillies rallied from a 5-0 deficit. Tied it in the ninth on Trey Turner's two-run shot. And then won it in the 10th. Twins a 7-1 victor today over the Giants. Joe Ryan picking up win number 7 on the year. That's tied for the most in Major League Baseball. And the White Sox were 6-0 winners against the Guardians. A's in the state of Nevada have reached an agreement to build a new stadium on the Las Vegas Strip. But what's new about this is the bill that's being drafted will include $380 million of taxpayer money, and it now heads to the state legislature for approval. A couple of other things to pass along. The ACC Board of Directors have approved a new revenue model that will reward schools who perform well in revenue-generating postseason events like the college football playoff. The schools that advance in these events will be able to collect more of the revenue as opposed to splitting it evenly amongst other members. Clemson and Florida State had a problem with the previous model, as did other schools. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. No NBA action tonight, but there is some puck. Stanley Cup playoffs, game 4 of the East Finals. Both of the finals, conference finals up 3-0 as well.
Dan, I remember puck from the real world?
Yes, absolutely.
You remember that guy, right?
That guy was a menace. What a menace.
I knew you remember that guy.
Peanut butter, yeah.
Yes, for sure. And just south of Lombard Street was where they were on Lombard, but they were south of the Curly, the curvy place. Puck. Yeah. Judd, Rachel. The late Pedro.
Why am I getting the vibe that you were a big fan of The Grind, too? Big Eric Nies guy.
No, I liked Eric Nies because of Real World One.
Yeah, he was on the first one.
I didn't transfer over.
I found the common ground with Dan Byer.
But I did stop at Real World at about like Real World 9.
Okay, I'm sorry to pick you off.
That's when Spot stopped his police academies, right?
Yeah. Police Academy 9. After 9.
I'm still going.
Yeah.
Hurricanes.
Back to the puck.
The Hurricanes and Panthers tonight, 8:30 Eastern time. Panthers up 3-0 in that series. Fellas, back to you.
Thank you, Dan.
Live from the TireRack.com studio, Covino and Rich. And I just want to say this real quick. Not that they're falling apart, but we said that the AL East is so competitive. I want to talk about that just for a minute next, because while Tampa is playing great baseball,
dude, the Blue Jays are in last place, and
they're over 500.
Yeah, and they're over 500.
Yeah, so we'll talk a little baseball coming up, plus a little NBA. But shopping for tires could be deflating.
Not at TireRack.com.
Nope.
Fast free shipping and free road hazard protection. That's just the start. And did you know they test tires? They got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Great traction and comfortable ride. They share the test results so you can make an informed choice.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Not sure where to begin. Tell them, we'll try out their tire decision guide for a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
And they sell only the best. Like the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection.
Mobile tire installation, as I call it, the baller treatment, is available in many areas where they show up to your house or office and do the work for you. They put the tires on right there. So go to TireRack.com/sports to see the Goodyear test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/sports.
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Now Tatum with the swagger, crossover, step back three.
I love this.
Tonight was about the Celtics showing their heart, playing with pride. They did it, and they roar from behind, and they send a message to the Miami Heat that we're not done yet. The final score in game four, Boston 116, Miami 99.
Courtesy of 98.5, the Sports Hub, Celtics Radio Network, Jason Tatum's step back three in the fourth quarter. Final call, Celtics 116, Heat 99.
That, my friends, is the Progressive play of the day. Progressive making things easy. Learn to bundle and save.
Bundling.
Car insurance, home insurance, bundling. I bundle my Progressive. I think you should, too. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And, of course, our friends at ButcherBox. It's a hot butcher summer.
You've been saying it.
High-quality meat delivered right to your doorstep. Get 3 pounds of bone-in chicken thighs. How good is that on the grill? Free in every box for a year, plus $20 off your first box when you sign up today at butcherbox.com. Code CRSHOW. And, Kavino, I got to tell you, it's been a dream month.
What do you mean by that?
I'm just quoting Aaron Rodgers. Oh. He just said that in a conference where since he became a Jet, it's been a, quote, dream month. When do you think that, when does the dream end?
When he has to deal with that New York media.
With the first loss?
His first stinker.
First stinker, first bad game. Yep. Until then, it could be a couple dream months. Season doesn't start for a while. So Aaron really embracing the East Coast.
And the Jersey Shore, apparently. We talked about it earlier. Just a quick reminder, tomorrow's Thursday already. Flying by. Wednesday's always a timestamp for me, too, when Danny does his, oh, yeah, midweek major.
Yeah, as soon as those horns come on for midweek major, we're like, dang.
Halfway through the week already? So tomorrow, like we always do, old school when 50 hits, on the clock first hour, we throw it back on a Thursday. So reminisce with us tomorrow here on the CNR show.
Now, had a thought for you, Danny, since you're a Dodgers fan. You and Ramos would be a good gauge for this, and I know how you feel about the player I'm about to talk about. I said I was going to mention the AL East for a second. My thought was the Rays, for as good as they are, I called it, and I know yesterday we talked about you don't want to be the guy that says, I called it, but I think we all believe the sentiment that as good as the Rays are, that division is so good that you can't say, oh, they're 20 games over 500. You knew every team goes through the ebbs and flows of a season. If the Yankees didn't beat Baltimore last night, the Orioles would have been 2 games and 1 game in the loss column behind the Rays. Yankees have won 5 in a row. They're 10 games over 500.
The Rays lost 2 yesterday.
So, I mean, look at it this way. You're looking at a whole division from the Rays down to the Blue Jays and Red Sox, who are tied for last place at 26 and 23. 3 games over 500 ain't too shabby at this point in the season. You're on pace for like 85 to 90 wins, and here you are looking at last place. So the AL East is going to be a battle.
And
so
I can't wait. Say that Aaron Judge, your former AL MVP, is starting to heat up. He hit a big key home run yesterday to tie it up, put it into extra innings.
We're going to have Dan Beyer dial up a croc watch for us.
Tomorrow we'll do a croc. Let's do a croc watch tomorrow. Let's do that for sure.
Yeah, we'll go over everything in baseball. But you promised a little like John C. Reilly celebration.
Oh.
You're like a liar. Your pants are on fire.
We don't have enough time, man. 2 hours. What are you going
to
do?
Well, it's John C. Reilly's birthday, and we just wanted to point out.
He was
great in winning time.
Yeah. He was great in winning time, but he's also Step Brothers. There's a million things John C. Reilly is great in. But hey, happy birthday.
He loves to roller skate. Did you know that?
He's in a lot of sports movies.
He is.
You know, John C. Reilly said to us on our show once, not to name drop, but he goes, yeah, I love to roller skate. And Kavino and I started giggling like schoolgirls like he was joking. Like, he goes, No,
I really do. I really like to roller skate. I'll just go and roller skate. It's so funny.
Like, you know when someone says something, you think they're joking, and I'm like, oh, you were serious about that? Yeah, so John C. Reilly, big roller skater.
Big roller skater.
I wanted to bring up something.
And he was great as Jerry Buss. That was it.
One of my buds, one of the dads at my kid's school.
Oh, boy.
His kid, he goes, yo, man, I don't know what to do. Maybe bring this up on your show. His son's first favorite baseball player was when Manny Machado was on the Dodgers for a quick minute. But now his son's like, but I love Manny Machado. So he goes, but dad, so I think I'm a Padres fan. And he's like, yo, I can't tell my little boy who to love. What do you do if your kid's if your kid likes the enemy? He's like, but dad, I love Manny Machado.
You say our family and we're not Padres fans. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, you threaten his food. You stop feeding him.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to tell him that. Okay, cool.
We're not filling the blank.
Maybe to be continued tomorrow. My buddy Jorge said his son is giving him issues. So, all right, more tomorrow. We'll see you then. Until then, have a great night. Arrivederci, baby.
We will see you in the promised land.
Have a good one, everybody.
Goodbye.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.